Yeah, and that's working, right? If you're
you say how you ever got involved with that, because I mean, I can do that. Because does it grow out of a sort of feminist?
No, it was purely my own baby. Particularly for the women.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, you're involved in Formby then, and that presumably presumably involves you more and more in the situation of middle class mothers or working
class mothers? Yes, that was it, purely the working class mothers who came there, and it was purely working class who came to me. But of course the doctor, who was so very brave, doctor, from the name.
You think it's Dr. Olive Gimson?
That's right.
Yes.
Of course, she made a lot with private practice.
Yes.
I suppose she made it in private practice before, then she came to us, which was very brave for most of her profession, down there now.
Tell me what sort of person she was. I want to ask you about her.
Well, I don't think I should ever have made a personal friend of her. I think she was a bit bumptious. I didn't like her in boots.
She dressed eccentrically, did you know?
All I remember is the boots. We all rather laughed about boots. And she was a little bossy, but then of course she had all the knowledge and we hadn't. And, I don't really remember very much about her. I wrote her obituary, I believe, for the Guardian.
Did you? Yeah.
I got that somewhere, that might help.
Yes, I'll look that up. But, one of the things I want to ask you is really what the relationship is between your clinic in 1926 when you started it, in the earliest 5 years, and the medical profession, really. I mean,
well, she, Gibson, was the only one who was interested in us. The others used to come sometimes at night and we used to send the students after dark to see, but I don't remember any of them personally.
For training, you mean?
I don't think they trained with us, but I know what they did. They certainly came to look. And, Gibson may have trained them, you see, I don't know.
Was she unusual among local doctors in other ways? I mean,
she was a little peculiar. She was, I think, a little odd, but I don't know any details really about her.
Have you written her obituary?
I wrote her obituary in the Guardian.
When did she die?
Yes, I can't remember, but it'll probably be in the index.
Yeah.
I had indexed all my...
Oh, really?
I can't think when I found the time to do it. Okay, thankful I did.
Yes, well, we perhaps could look
that up. Yes,
definitely. But anyway, the general impression is then that you work quite separately from the medical profession.
Yes.
Not by your choice, but because they weren't here.
They wouldn't come. They didn't come. And they wrote very rude letters about us in the press occasionally.
Is there any?
Oh, yes, they're probably in there somewhere.
And what's their reason for opposition, really? Is it religious?
A great many of them were religious. A great many of them confused it with abortion and had a sort of moral objection to it. I don't quite know what it was. It's just prejudice, really. It doesn't seem immediately founded on anything, really, except the Roman Catholics and definitely. So they were told, as they said in the, as how they heard about us, they were told instant shot to come.
Yes, and that got you on the map.
Yes, it was marvellous, isn't it?
But if we sort of cross the gap between 1923 and 1925, which is when you first started the whole thing, how did it get launched, really? What was your part in it, by comparison with other people?
I don't think I did anything until 1925 when I wrote the Stopes. If it is there anybody who met me up. That between you and me is really,
really
funny, because everybody thinks that Mary Stopes started it. And I never contradicted her until my book that I said quite clearly, and it was I who wrote Mary Stopes.
Mary Stopes was a natural person to write to, was she?
Yes. She helped us a bit, but she was very awfully peculiar. You've got to do everything under her and just like that. She'd awfully annoyed with us in the end because we wouldn't do exactly what she said. She had her own ideas. I went to see her once. I don't know if I put in a book about her. Oh, she was very angry with me because of a review I did of one of her books. It was rather funny. I don't think I put this in my book about her boy and his fool, did I?
No,
right. She said that she got this child. This was in the book. The book was now. She got this child. And he was absolutely genius. And most extraordinary for his age. Because he saved up the best bits of his dinner to eat for the last mouthful. I said,
"Imagine
if you only knew a child."
It was annoying
her.
Because she made a great clinic, Harry.
Yes, she did.
But you've read her books, I suppose.
Oh, yeah,
I read her books. It does seem to me that she occupied a position in the 20s of being the sort of person who's written to by everybody in a way. And she was.
She was used to anyone said welcome to her. It meant Stopes and nothing else for a very long time.
Yeah.
Until I suppose.
Till the Family Planning Association was launched?
Oh, no, long before then. Well, I suppose they took some of the publicity away from her, but there was a clinic near Liverpool, which I think was, I'm not sure if it was the first, I think it was, and they didn't acknowledge her, and then we didn't. We acknowledged that she'd helped us out of starting there, but we weren't under her at all.
Yes, I want to ask you about that. She had a clinic in London at that time.
Yes, yes.
Now, what was the relationship between your Salford Manchester clinic and the London clinic?
Not Manchester, Salford.
Yes. What was the relationship between those two then?
None at all.
Not even at the beginning?
No. Well, I went to see her clinic before we started ours. I think probably Mary came. I could probably find that in an eye. But we certainly did go and see the clinic. And then, of course, she didn't have anything to do with the Family Planning Association at all.
No, I know there was trouble there later on, but I was really wondering whether you modelled your own arrangements on her clinic in London.
We must have got some kind of ideas, but I have no idea how much we got from her. I think it was mostly common sense, you see. I'd been used to helping at welfare clinics. I don't think Mary had, because she came purely from the economic side. It was rather interesting. We came from absolutely different sources.
How do you mean she came from the economic side? You mean?
Well, because women were poor, you see, and oughtn't to have children. They were having too many children when they were poor. Well, I'd say they were having too many children because we were worn out, roughly speaking. That's how we came to it. The children were making them poor and the children were making them ill.
Yes,
I don't mean each excluded the other.
No, but that's how you came here.
Motive,
yes.
Main motive, I say definitely.
Well, were you, I mean, you understand me, well, were you the main personalities in the early years, you two?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Would you say, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, would you say that your partnership was crucial to the success of the whole thing?
Yes, certainly at the beginning.
So what did you each bring then to the whole enterprise?
Well, I brought my military training and my welfare experience. We both had our own children, and she brought a lot of economics knowledge, of course, because she'd done, I think she'd read economics at London University. But that was her strong point. And I think perhaps I was a bit more tactful than she was. We were both quite easy speakers. We had no trouble at all with our meetings. Sometimes one, sometimes the other, sometimes both. We had a very nice friendly woman, Mrs. Burrows, afterwards Lady Burrows, who came on to the treasurership, which was very brave of her. I don't think she did anything on the medical side. She did the money for us. And annoyed a lot of people by resigning from the treasurership while we were still in debt. That's between you and me. I think my husband
was Lady Burrows, actually.
He was a coal manufacturer, I think.
Or, I see.
Coal mine just outside, I've forgotten where.
I see, yes.
And the story, they had the... who was it? One of the princes went to stay with them. Yes, he did go to the boys' club.
Yes,
well, I think he went to Mr. Barrows' boys' club. And the story we always remembered about it was my children were so absolutely overjoyed because I was very particular about table manners, you see. And the phrase I used when they put their own knife out was, "What's the butter knife?"